Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when you're I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, and it's Ben here. We have a terrific podcast today full of Bachelor headlines. Tons of stuff going on in Bachelor Nation if you've been following along. We're ramping up. Filming still going on for the next season of The Bachelorette. Contestants are out there moving and grooving in the world and causing some stories going on that we can now break down with you and for you. Ashley, to get us started, you're still in Rhode Island. You're still hanging out.
I went to Arizona this weekend.
How's
so
that?
I had like a very cool opportunity because you know how I wanted to be a dermatologist, but yeah. I took a different route.
Yeah.
So now I got to like kind of meld everything together.
Ooh, how?
And I spoke on a panel. It's an aesthetics, dermatology, plastic surgery convention. And I talked about how practices can best utilize social media and influencers.
Hey.
So that was cool. And while I was there, guess who I ran into who was getting microneedling done in the media room?
Oh. Who?
Guess who it was?
Who?
Corinne Olympios.
Hey.
Yeah.
One of our favorites.
She's so funny. She's all like, I like to do everything. She's like, she's talking to her boyfriend. She's like, I get a facial. She's like, people make fun of me. Like, do you just like sit around and do nothing and get facials? And she's like, you know what? If I do, is there a problem with that?
Heck no.
So funny. So we went to dinner with her and her boyfriend, who, if you guys follow, he's got an incredibly built up Instagram following as well. His name is Vince the Builder on Instagram, and he builds some of the most incredibly gorgeous houses I've ever seen. And it was a blast catching up with her and seeing their dynamic. She's a hoot. She is wild. I've never met somebody so over the top, but also just like, she's a great girl's girl. Like, she's there for you, and she's a good support system, and she's the most non-judgmental person. Corinne, she's got to be back on our TV or something like that soon, because she's got a personality that needs to be seen.
You're a fan of Corinne, then. And she has a podcast, right?
Yeah, she has a new podcast out. And what she likes about her new podcast is that there's only a few episodes out, but she's doing it completely on her own. She doesn't have a network. Like, she literally records and uploads it by herself. And she's like, if you're offended by anything, I don't care. Just don't listen to me. And I don't want a network because I don't want people to tell me what's offensive and what isn't. Oh. I'm kind of like, respect. Anyway, so her boyfriend and her have a really fun dynamic because he is the chillest guy ever. Yeah. He's just very laid back. He reminds me a lot of Tanner Tolbert. Okay. And she is, of course, so wild. And they just balance each other out very nicely.
She seemed happy.
Oh my God, she's so happy. Okay, dying good. For him to propose and not being shy about it.
Yeah, like one of those. I have a friend like that. So like one of those where you're at dinner, they're together, and one of them, like the guy or the girl's like, I want to get married. Like, I'm waiting. Like, you need to do this now. I'm like, some relationship where, like, it's kind of like that unsaid thing that, like, isn't put. Okay. That's kind of fun.
I would she like made multiple remarks about, like, I'm waiting for the ring, all out there. I could never be like that. I don't feel like would need to feel like he made that decision without any sort of pressure on him.
So we'll celebrate the day that ring does come here, because you've been behind the scenes of it. When she does get engaged, if that happens, no pressure, buddy. We'll be celebrating here,
yeah,
huh?
They've been together for a year and a half, and they moved into each other. She moved into his place 4 months into the relationship. So, wow. I mean, he knows her pretty well. All right, so there's something that's gone on with you and your relationship that's kind of funny. So my mom texted me a picture the other day, because you have my home Virginia address. She sent me a picture of your save the date. Mm-hmm. But I was like thinking, I'm pretty sure she sent me this exact same text a couple weeks ago. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. So there is some drama in paradise here at the future Higgins household. We have our wedding coming up in November, and Jessica has been working. And I say that because Jessica has been working really hard. Her mom, my mom, Jessica, have been working very hard on this wedding. Well, we got wedding invite or save the dates made. Obviously, I was there when they came in. I was excited. I saw them. I said, what a cool picture, and pushed them to the side. Not because I don't care, just because that just doesn't excite me as much as it excites them to have save the dates come in the mail. Super pumped for it, though. So we send them out to everybody. I start getting texts. Hey, we got your save the date. We got your save the date. We got your save the date. And then I started getting texts saying, I went to the website, and this doesn't look like you and Jessica, and in fact, it's not. And so
it's a different couple?
It's a different couple, unfortunately.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the people, not to like throw anybody on the bus, it's not Jessica, it's not her mom, it's not my mom, the people in charge of putting our wedding invites together, or save the dates together, made a mistake, which happens in life, no harm, no foul. But the wrong wedding address website was put on the save the dates. So as a result, we sent out two save the dates. And now
people are
getting their second one. Yeah.
Was that a big money hit?
You know what? I haven't asked. I'm sure it was. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Mistakes happen. Unfortunate that it happens on the very first thing that we send out for our wedding. But if this is the worst thing that happens as we lead up to this big day, I'm good with it. We'll pay for it. But
that's not a bad blooper. It's not the worst blooper.
I mean, no. And now people have two pictures of us in their house. So like my ego is very excited, because I'm sure that on people's refrigerators, not just one, you get two pictures of Jessica and I. I think it's all been fixed, because the second save the date should have arrived now. But the behind the scenes of this, Ashley, I mean, it was wild, chaotic. Like, people were freaking out, but I think we've made it through.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. I want to address the fact that you have, I believe, 400 people being invited to your wedding.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, COVID pending.
So you had to send out 400 more second save the dates.
We did. 400 more second save the dates. Really exciting. Like I said, and like here is my beautiful fiance sitting on the floor, stamping, addressing, putting them in envelopes.
Is she really doing that by hand herself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you just trying to be humbling right now?
No, she really is. I walked into our house right now. So she's up in this house in Golden, Colorado. I walk into the living room and there she is. She has them all spread out across the living room. She's stamping them. She's putting in the, she's, she has this like tool to like close the envelope. She wasn't licking all of them. That sounds dangerous for the,
you mean like that Seinfeld episode?
Yeah. Especially,
do you know
COVID.
What I'm talking about?
I do. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. She has this like glue stick type thing that she was using. She's working hard on it. And I think we've saved the, I think she saved the day. Again, I cannot take any credit for this.
Guys,
so distant.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's an episode where George's fiance is literally licking all the postage for their wedding invitations and she gets poisoned by them and so dies.
Yeah. You know, the other part is the paper cut would be, I got a paper cut yesterday.
Ooh, a tongue paper cut?
Oh, how bad would that be? I mean, I got one. I was working through some envelopes yesterday and reading some mail, and I reached down and like one got me right on the finger here. And it, I mean, I don't know the last time you got a paper cut. I feel like I got them more when I was younger, but they hurt. So, I mean, it's like, I can't even hardly say it. I mean, they hurt so bad. They'll put a grown human to their knees. So that's been our life.
Wait, Ben, I have more questions about the wedding.
Keep asking.
Okay. How can you run off some of the bachelor names that will be in attendance? Oh, you don't have to do all of them because that could be like really stressful if somebody doesn't hear themselves on the list because you accidentally forgot them. But run through maybe 10, because if you're having 400 people, I know there's at least 10, and then there's probably 30.
Yeah. Okay. So we got you and Jared. Mm-hmm. Becca Kufrin. Mm-hmm. Dean. And Wells and Kaylin, obviously, and Sarah, but she's not like a part of that world necessarily. We also have Nick. We have Becca Tilly. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of who else. I mean, there's a lot. Like, I'm trying.
That's definitely a core group right there.
Blake Hortzman. Mm-hmm. It was in Denver. I just went to his DJ set Saturday night. I'll tell you about that in a second. But yeah, there's a lot more. I'm not naming them all, but there is a lot.
Those were the expected ones. Those are definitely top of the list expected for me.
Yeah. Okay. And they're like close friends. Like, these are people who have big part of my life, you know, way past the show. Mm-hmm. So yes, but, so listen to this. Saturday night, Blake Hortzman, who is a DJ, kind of travels around now. He had a DJ set in Denver, Colorado. And so I went along with a few buddies of mine to support him. I haven't got to see him play live yet. I knew he's pretty good at this. So we went to this socially distant DJ party. Super fun.
How is that possible?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not judging. I just want to know. Is it really socially distant?
Yeah, it really was, which makes this hilarious. Okay. And so here's a scene. You have to have a table. So all the tables are spread out. You get like four people at your table. And then Blake was like, everybody needs to stand up through the entire show. So everybody is standing up, dancing around their table for like this hour and a half set. It was absolutely hilarious. I kept looking back at the crowd because I was kind of sitting up front. and just laughing because like everybody's having a ball. They get to hear live music for the first time. Yet everybody's kind of standing around their table while doing it. So like,
wait a second.
Yeah.
This sounds like the ideal club scenario for me.
Oh, it
you're telling me that space. I don't have to be in a crowded pit where somebody is bumping into me with their drink. I can just stay with my core group and even sit in the booth and maybe munch on something during the entire experience. Yes. Maybe, let's keep this. Yeah,
maybe that's what we'll do is like you go to this club to not have to interact and like push up against anybody else. It was it was great. But here's what happens, Ashley.
God, what?
So it's like starts late at night, right? And I go and I'm having a great time. And I leave and my buddies I was with is like, hey, let's go get one more drink. I was like, okay, cool. Well, before like we're all sitting around at this like bar, it's really great. And I look down at my clock and it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Ashley, the latest you've stayed out and stayed up for at least a year, Ben. You guys, if I text Ben at his time, 9:30, I do not get a response until the morning. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I thought 9:30 would still be early enough.
No, I'm sound asleep at like 9:30, 10 o'clock is like when I turn the lights off. So 1 o'clock in the morning for me was rough. So I was like, okay, I'm going home. Go home. I fall asleep. I go to bed. My alarm goes off at 6:30 in the morning because that's just like when I have it set. I wake up, I get up. Ashley, still to this day, right now as we're talking, I don't know.
You're hungover?
I feel like more now it's exhaustion. Like, I don't know what's happened to me. In fact, I was at lunch today. Jessica and I went on a lunch date and we were talking about our childhood. And I was like, you know, I was like, I was pretty wild. Like, I did some crazy stuff. And I was like, you know what? I still feel like I have like a wild side in me. And she's like, mm-hmm. Ben, you just said that you wanted to go to bed at 8 o'clock tonight. I was like, okay, well, fair enough.
What I can't deal with anymore with drinking is the sugar. Like, I don't get hungover from the alcohol, but I feel like hungover from sugar. Does that make sense?
It
like
does.
I get puffy and thirsty and
Ashley,
just like
I get hungover from salt. I just get like if I have like a salty dinner, I wake up in the morning puffy, thirsty.
That's what I mean.
I just feel like half my life is battling trying to feel better.
That's exactly what I mean. The salt and sugar, you feel it once you turn 30.
Yeah, it's wild. Well, hey, this is going to be a great podcast. We do have a lot of Bachelor headlines to run through and more stories to come. There's a lot going on behind the scenes right now that we're digging into as we speak. Our team is plugging away, calling contacts. We'll have a great podcast for you next week as well. But for this week, let's take a break. We come back with Bachelor headlines.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. One guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So right now, obviously, summer's coming up, and it's a big time of the year for so many. Well, your social battery right now, probably for most people, is feeling a little drained. Or maybe you're bursting with energy, and you're so excited to get out there and talk to people. I know for me, a lot of times, I have to moderate my social engagements because I get drained very fast, very easy, and I need time at home.
Yep, me too, especially while pregnant.
It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, you can give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
It's another week of Bachelor headlines, and most of you probably know this. If you listen to this podcast, you probably follow the web of rumors that circle around Bachelor Nation. Well, one of the rumors that are going on right now is that Matt James and Rachel have been officially seen together in New York City. Now, the context to why they were together is something Ashley's going to explain if we know anything about it, but it can be confirmed that Matt James and Rachel were seen together.
Okay, so we'll admit we got this info from Reality Steve. I watched his entire 30 minutes on this.
Oh, wow.
And guys, this is juicy.
Oh, boy.
All right, so last week when the picture came out of the two of them walking across the street in New York City, my little hopeless romantic heart was super happy. I was like, oh, no way. How wonderful. You know, they're very kindling. And apparently a lot has changed in the past week. So to condense that 30-minute storytelling session that Reality Steve had, Rachel and Matt have been talking, FaceTiming ever since the reunion, the After the Final Rose. So for about a month now. Matt was allegedly saying things along the lines of like, I love you and I still want to be with you. I don't know if this was the first time they saw each other face to face in New York City, but allegedly he was the one who booked the flight for her to come see him there. Well, apparently a couple days before that New York City meeting, Matt was texting another girl named Grace, trying to link up with her that night, romantically or otherwise, but supposedly, I'm going to use supposedly and allegedly a lot in this, he had hooked up with her before The Bachelor, and that he was faithful to Rachel during the time that they were officially together. Okay, but he wanted to meet up with this girl named Grace in Miami a couple days previously. So bottom line, he was kind of talking to this girl, Grace, while also trying to rekindle things with Rachel. When in New York, it seemed like everything was going great between Rachel and Matt until somebody ends up telling Rachel that Matt's been talking to this girl named Grace at the same time while he's trying to rekindle. So once finding this out, Rachel was just totally done. Left Matt, who she was staying with, and went to dinner with some friends. And this source overheard her crying about Matt and the whole situation with Grace. And then I believe that Grace has done an interview with Reality Steve at this point. So Matt and Rachel are now kaput again because he was talking to some other girl. Meow.
Well, okay. Couple questions for you. One, we don't know the context to Matt's relationship with Rachel. Like, they were talking. Obviously, they were very serious for a period of time. Is it weird of me? And please tell me if this is. Anybody tell me if this. Like, Matt's single. And so if he was, like, talking to multiple people at once, as long as there is no agreement to exclusivity, is that a problem?
Depends on the language he was using with Rachel. Okay. If he was saying things like, I still love you and I want to be with you, then yeah, I would say it's a little bit messed up for him to be talking about somebody else. But if it was just like in the let's see where this goes phase, then I guess it can't really be completely held against him. There is also some what I would feel like I would consider gaslighting in the situation, because it looks as if sources close to Matt were going to the press after things disintegrated last week, trying to like cover up what happened by saying that Rachel was hoping that they would get back together, but Matt had no intentions of that and he just was pursuing friendship. And then the reality Steve report starts coming out and all the press stories started taking a turn. So it looks as if people close to Matt may have wanted to cover up this situation.
That's no good. That's not great. Okay, second thought. What and how did Grace end up on Reality Steve's? And like that feels like a big step. And so she knows she's dating a guy with a public image. Mm-hmm. Like what? Why would somebody go out then publicly and like have an interview, kind of throwing him under the bus? Like, is she that angry? Is it that bad of a situation? Like, there's a lot to this that feels like, one, that's a big step to kind of call out a guy that you were just like talking to a week before.
Right. Well, I think that she just feels screwed over because she saw the picture of Matt and Rachel and she was like, wait a second, I thought we had a thing. And then Rachel was like, wait, I thought we had a thing. And I think both girls probably just feel a little bit blindsided and screwed over.
Holy moly.
But it also, but yeah, the Grace thing, like I didn't listen or watch the interview with this girl, but I do feel like it seems casual enough with Grace that she shouldn't have been so upset about it. But then like, I guess like if the guy is trying to hook up with you like 2 days before seeing another girl, it's one thing to do and not be seen and not be caught. Right. But like, once you see the guy that you're talking to out with another girl, it's just like feels really yucky. And I can understand the feelings she's going through.
Wild stuff going on in Bachelor Nation. I don't know how far this story goes. It kind of feels like the story now has been presented. It's out there.
I think it's done now.
It's done now. But I mean, you're claiming, just to close this up, that Rachel and Matt, as of what we know now, are like done. Like they're both, like she's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to talk to her. We got to get Rachel on here. We got to get Matt on here. We also need to get Bennett or Kit on here because they were another couple spotted in NYC together this weekend. Okay, let's not call them a couple yet.
What? This is crazy.
Did you know this?
I had no clue. Please explain.
Okay, so the two of them were spotted at dinner, just the two of them in the West Village. But interestingly enough, the same week that they were spotted, somebody on Instagram asked Bennett if he'd be down to date Kit. And he said, she could be my daughter or I could be her father. I'm old enough to be her father. Of course not. So is he trying to throw us off?
I mean, that feels like a very odd comment to try to throw people off with. Like, you could have gone a bunch of different directions than that.
Well, that's all we got right now, so we'll have to see.
But they were spotted together, so we don't know. Are they friends? Are they dating? Are they hanging out? I mean, Bennett's kind of thrown his shot out there, right? We talked about it last week with Kelly Flanagan. It's obvious that he's really pushing to be on Paradise. I think it would mean, we talked to him, he didn't fully know, but I mean, he has a couple people he's interested in. Now, do we know if Kit's one of those people or not? We don't. But they were spotted together in New York City. New York is the hot spot right now, it feels like, for bachelor dates.
I feel like I could kind of see them together, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't feel like we know much about Kit. You know, she was there on the season, but, you know, she wasn't necessarily a person that we got to know a ton about. But, you know, she is, I think, her even thing, like a socialite in New York City. Bennett's obviously in New York City. They probably could, if they wanted to, run into similar circles. Their lives are pretty lined up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it feels like this Bachelor world, you could see anybody together at this point. I don't know anymore. I
feel like they're both kind of caricatures of, like, they're like a borderline could be interpreted as being snotty.
You know what, Ash? Here's what I'm going to do. At the end of this podcast, I'm going to give you the one couple that I want to see together in Paradise. Is that okay? It's going to be a shock.
Do you have it in mind?
I have it right now in mind. It's going to be a shock to everybody, but I feel like people could get behind it.
Okay. We'll do it later in the podcast.
That's right.
What's our next headline?
Well, speaking of Paradise, The Bachelorette and The Bachelor in Paradise premiere dates revealed this according to Entertainment Tonight.
So The Bachelorette, Katie's season, is going to start on June 7th. And then Paradise is going to start on August 16th. So Bachelorette is delayed like, I'd say 2 or 3 weeks after per usual. It would normally start in mid-May. And Bachelor in Paradise looks like it's set to debut pretty much around the same time it normally would.
Pretty exciting stuff. We're going to have more seasons to talk about. A lot coming up in the Bachelor world. Well, this is one headline that's almost funny for me to read because fans have been critical. They've been assuming, they've spoken out without knowing for months now about this topic. Well, they're squashing it. This couple is squashing the rumors because Bachelorette's Zach Clark reveals he and Tayshia Adams have started wedding planning. This off of months of people saying, are they together? Are they not together? Are they committed? Are they not committed? Well, they're committed and they're wedding planning.
This is really, really good news. It made me excited to hear. He does say this week also that they've had some ups and downs since The Bachelorette. He, you know, especially like with all, like they have been faced with so many like split rumors. He says naturally it's for all the reasons that people say it shouldn't work because it's so quick and all that stuff. And then I hear that. And then there's also so many reasons for me why it does work. He says when you put the cell phone down, there's no distractions. Your conversations are very pointed and structured. You really give yourself, like for me, I gave myself the opportunity to really explore what love was and what this relationship could be. And then coming out of that, I think we had a strong foundation. And then it's about like digging in together, getting to know each other and understanding each other's lives. He says we're both passionate, driven, busy human beings. And with that, we need to remind ourselves to work each other into like the schedule. And we've done that. So after he said a couple months after, there were some up and downs, of course, and we were like was well documented. But at the end of the day, all's good right now, I think. Overall, what he means by all those quotes is that just like it does take effort in order to like merge two lives and two lifestyles, especially two people who lived on different coasts and have completely different careers.
Tayshia has a ton going on. And speaking of Zach Clark even more, he teases his fiance, Tayshia Adams, hosting spot on The Bachelor. We've gotten a lot of questions. What is this going to look like? What's the format going to be? We don't know at this point, but Zach Clark is teasing just a bit.
He says that Tayshia is obviously a talented person. She's very good at what she does, whether that's leading a show or cooking at home. That's very sweet. He says, I don't think Bachelor Nation needs any more help getting excited than they already are about the upcoming season. But I'll say, get your popcorn ready. One of the beautiful things that we've been able to do for each other is support each other in everything we do. No matter what she or I have going on, we talk through everything and it's been really healthy. And one of those things that they are talking through is, like you said a couple of minutes ago, it's a wedding planning. He says that there are plans to get married, but it's been a wild start to the year, of course, you know, with her having this hosting position and having to be in New Mexico for at least 2 months, which has to be crazy. My question, Ben, I brought this up last week. I'm super confused how he and Jason are going to visit them. Do they have to quarantine by themselves before going into the girls' suites, you think?
Oh, I bet.
Every time they go back and forth?
100%. I mean, that would be the only way around it. I mean, unless they're vaccinated.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they are or not. But yeah, they would have to.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope they're vaccinated so they don't have to go through that.
That'd be wild, right? I mean, five days of waiting before you can see them for another, like, what? I mean, that's 10 days probably of them being kind of isolated from the world. Every time it's love.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a lot. Or maybe the girls are vaccinated. I don't know.
Who knows?
Okay.
Ashley?
But well, I keep burying the lead. I'm sorry. So they said that the wedding date is not in stone, but there will be one eventually. He also was asked whether or not they would televise their wedding like Sean and Catherine did or Trista and Ryan. And he said, I would say probably not, knowing us, but I would say it's probably a no, but hey, happy wife, happy life, happy life. So whatever she wants, I'm in.
How sweet. Speaking of relationships, speaking of The Last Bachelorette, Claire Crawley and Dale Moss confirm reconciliation 3 months after calling off engagement. This is according to Us Weekly. Oh my God,
they've actually confirmed this?
They've confirmed it.
Oh my goodness. Is this, have they actually said it, or is she just posting and that the and Us Weekly is calling it confirmation? Hold on a second here. I think they're using their Instagram as proof, which I kind of agree. I think Instagram is proof as well. Claire did start posting this week pictures of being in New York with Dale. And for me, that's confirmation. But it's not like they've ever said we're back together. We are assuming.
That's a lot of time spent for two people that were engaged and obviously liked each other. However, this might be the start they needed, right? Hey, let's take it slower. Let's pull back a bit. We like each other. We're into each other. We're obviously attracted to each other. So maybe we can start dating now and see where this goes. Who knows? But they're spending a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. And that can be confirmed because on social
media,
they're together a lot.
This is so happy. This is such good news. I love this so much.
This is so happy.
So happy.
Well, and less happy news, but still Claire Crawley news. Claire Crawley throws shade at Matt James after he moves on with another woman amid Rachel reunion. This according to Us Weekly.
All right. Well, do you remember when Claire threw shade at Matt a year ago? When she found out that he, who was then currently set to be on her season, had a cameo. If you guys don't know what a cameo is, it's basically where you do paid videos for fans, like little shout outs. And she just didn't like that. And I understood why she didn't like that. But now she's a Twitter user, a follower of hers, reminded Claire and Bachelor fans that she had initially put this warning out about Matt in the past, and Claire retweeted with a comment, a little shrug and a smirk emoji, that on April 9th, like this past Friday, she's basically saying, like, oh yeah, I remember when I called him out on, like, not always being perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So basically Claire's being Claire. She's just like, oh, hey, remember when I had a problem with him? Oh yeah. I warned you guys that I didn't think that he was 100% perfect. So, you know, drama.
Well,
drama.
Okay, good transition here. We're really leading into these. Speaking of drama, Victoria Larson talks bullying accusations in Bachelor Journey. Her quote is, I wasn't taking it seriously. This is according to People.
She wasn't taking it seriously, huh? Okay, so Victoria was on a show this week, and she said that she knew that Matt appreciated her while on the show. She also said she didn't think that Rachel was going to be the winner. She said, my brain couldn't wrap around it. I knew Michelle would make it pretty far. And then in hindsight, I'm like, okay, not surprised Rachel won because they did have a strong connection. But I really thought that Bree was going to win. Very interesting. She also says that she genuinely didn't feel like it was her place to say if someone was ready for love or not. She said that I think that he, Matt, seems to be headed in a really good direction. But she said that she didn't personally have that romantic spark with him. She said that they didn't have physical chemistry. She said, I just didn't feel it. And so therefore, okay, let's bring the queen. Let's just have fun with it. That's how it was for me. Okay. Victoria, now in hindsight, you're saying I didn't feel a connection or spark. Yet on the show, she was like, there's nobody here for him except for me. I am the only right choice.
Well, hindsight's obviously 2020.
Isn't hindsight always 2020 on The Bachelor?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I always ask people who get off the show, like, when did you realize it wasn't right for you? Like, that person wasn't right for you. And it's like always 2 or 3 days later, like once you're on the airplane back, yeah. You're like, oh, that was infatuation. That was attraction.
Well, I guess that we can be happy that Matt and Victoria didn't end up together after the show. That's a big win for the two of them, since there wasn't a connection or the chemistry that either of them were probably wanting when it comes to love.
Diaper Judy. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that you have to feel to believe. It smells great. It's incredibly light on your skin, not greasy. It's amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat's high-performance, water-resistant sport formula and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
That is what I'll be spraying on Dawson at the beach this summer. The kid loves the beach. I love going to the beach with him. I can't wait to be able to have a fun summer activity to do together. Anyway, I can go on and on about the importance of sunscreen, but shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, we have a headline from Eric Bigger. Eric Bigger has been somebody on the podcast many times. He's speaking out about the Chris Harrison controversy, and his quote is he shouldn't be canceled. He explains Bachelor casting can improve. This according to Us Weekly.
He says, I love Chris Harrison. I know him personally. He's a great individual. We all fall short at times. We all make mistakes. No one's perfect. I think in that moment, he made a big mistake. He messed up. You know, if I saw him today and I had the conversation, I'd say, you made a mistake, buddy. It's okay. There's consequences and there's a cause and effect for everything. And I believe Chris Harrison should be suspended and he should have some time off. And I think he should rethink and maybe educate himself in some ways and do some work, you know, build some time with thyself. But I don't think he should be canceled. Come on. Like, we're not even being real, right? So you're telling me no one can show up and be a person and make mistakes. He did an interview with Us Weekly where he says a lot on this.
Have you heard Justin Bieber's new song about cancel culture?
No, you are Bieber. You're a Belieber now.
I'm enjoying myself some Bieber these days. But my buddy, who knew I loved the song Lonely, texted me this. Mm-hmm. He goes, Bieber just came out with a new one called Afraid to Say, featuring Lauren Walters. Justin Bieber talking about cancel culture. Hey, well, big changes in Bachelor Nation. From rumors of Pilot Pete potentially being the next Bachelor, we're shutting those down.
I've heard of that, and I don't even know where those rumors could have possibly come from. Like, the guy is never becoming the Bachelor again.
Yeah, well, I don't know either, but somebody from his season is making headlines this week. Victoria Fuller, she's saying that in an interview on the new podcast clickbait that she's saving herself for marriage. It's everything to me, she says. This according to Us Weekly from the interview on clickbait.
Yeah, I thought this was really interesting. She said that after recently joining a non-denominational Christian community, that she has learned to embrace spirituality in a way that's different from the Catholic upbringing that she grew up in. She said, I grew up so Catholic that everything I did was judged, or I always felt like I was doing something wrong. I never felt accepted. And then I was just opened up to this world where God is so good and he forgives. She says, it's kind of funny because now my two biggest questions when I go on a date are, what's your relationship with the Lord and what are your intentions? She said, to me, that's just everything at this point. So it's changed. Before I don't think my relationships really revolved around that. And it's so interesting. She basically said that she likes ending dates with just going their separate ways now and just being like, you better respect that or I'm not down to date you. It's pretty nice.
I wonder how much of an impact Maddie Pruitt's had in Victoria's life. Obviously, they're good friends. They've been hanging out more. I wonder, you know, how much, how that dynamic has impacted both of them, probably in many ways. But, okay, moving on here. Chris Randone slams Dylan Barber's theory about Bachelor Nation's outing in Nashville. This according to Us Weekly. Big news, okay. Dylan Barber calling out some of Bachelor Nation's peeps for hanging out in Nashville.
This is one of those headlines that's just like trying to create something that I don't really know is anything. But Dylan said, I think on Twitter, he was like, oh, I'm sure the Bachelor producers are stoked that all these Bachelor folk are hanging out this weekend, alluding to the fact that Bachelor in Paradise is basically happening off screen because there was a ton of people together in Nashville for Kelsey Weir's birthday this week, including Blake, Chasen, Victoria Paul, that was the blonde one, Clay Harbor, Chris Bukowski, Spencer Robertson, Spencer and Ed from Tayshia's season. And, you know, he's basically like, oh, they're all mingling off camera and these relationships are forming. And it's kind of ironic because Blake, who was there, and Blake, who I imagine will never be doing another season of Bachelor in Paradise, recently said in an interview, everyone's talking to everyone already. And I'm like, have you guys learned nothing from me? He says, I'm like, God, you idiots. You are just effing wait 6 months and then you won't have to deal with that. And I kind of agree, but thanks for the tea, Blake. Apparently all these people are already flirting in the DMs and in real life. But but the whole Chris Randone part of this is that Chris was like, I need to be with people. Like, I need to hang out with people. I've been in such a dark place and alone in 2020. And like being with people and able to socialize now is something that's very important to me.
Well, they were together. You know, Blake was a part of this. Who knows if he's talking to anybody? Who knows if he's not?
We can is he, Ben? Him. You just saw him the other night. Come on now.
I don't think he is. I really don't. I do have some theories that I'll share later on.
Becca Kufrin?
Bachelor Nation's Raven Gates celebrates her upcoming wedding to Adam Gottschalk. Life is more fun with you. This is according to People.
Raven and Adam are getting married this weekend, and she's been basically doing a countdown on her Instagram. So this coming weekend, stay tuned for all the content when Raven becomes Mrs. How do you say his last name? Gottschalk?
I think so.
How I feel like they are so under the radar. They are a Bachelor in Paradise couple that they didn't leave engaged.
No.
They got engaged off the show and they've been engaged for 2 years now. And now they're getting married. And I think they're going to be, so it's going to be with married couples now.
Okay.
It'll be me and Jared, Jaden Tanner, and Raven and Adam. And then we have the two Bachelor in Paradise divorces.
Oh, well, really excited for them. We'll celebrate them here. They're just tremendously awesome people. Raven actually has been really great to Jessica over the last few months.
I love Raven.
No, she's the sweetest.
I've only met her once, but she's so lovely.
She's great. Bachelor in Paradise, big news here. Bachelor in Paradise alum Crystal Nielsen, who's also a fan and friend of the podcast, reveals her baby girl's name. She said it's the love of their lives, this according to People.
So if you guys were following her on Instagram during the birth last week, she revealed that they wanted to meet the baby, get to know the baby before really giving her a name and signing the birth certificate paperwork. So they actually they sent the birth certificate online. They submitted it online after bringing the baby home. And her name is Endara Rose Bowles. Endara. You think beautiful. It's Endara? Am I saying it right? I feel bad if I'm not saying it right.
Yeah,
Endara.
It's
I can't
no
imagine.
Matter which way.
Endara? Endara. It's very pretty. I really like it. Rose Bowles. Man, you guys, I was going to have my little girls in the futures. I'm not pregnant, but that sure sounded like it. I was going to name the middle name Rose too, but not anymore. Too many roses out there.
It's really exciting news. We were with her on a special live podcast that we did kind of right after she announced that she was pregnant. We're celebrating her. We're celebrating the start of this new family. Well, Ashley, you know my dream job. I have not kept it a secret, is to host a bachelor type show where senior citizens are involved. It's always been the thing, because that's the one thing you get most often, for at least me, when I come off the show. You meet people wherever you're at, and they say, I wish they would start a bachelor for senior citizens. Well, I always said, I think it's a great idea. Well, then all of a sudden, the bachelor announces they're doing it. And I've never done this, but I'm raising my hand saying, hey, guys, if you need somebody, I am here for it, because I think this idea is absolutely incredible. Well, Hulu, in fact, is weighing in on the original spinoffs of dating franchise as Rob Mills. We all know Rob Mills. He is the EVP of Unscripted and Alternative Entertainment for the Walt Disney Television. Gives an update on the senior citizens offshoot. This according to Deadline.
So it seems as if possibly Hulu is going to be the place for this show, as well as some other Bachelor spinoffs that they might create, which is kind of cool. So if you guys remember, they did run that informational ad-ish thing during the past season or two of The Bachelor, looking for elders. I think it was 55 and... Was it 55 and older?
65 and older.
No, it was 65 and older?
Oh, heck yeah.
I didn't remember that. Okay, so they said that they got a lot of interesting individuals with incredible stories, including one woman who has claimed that she slept with a former president of the United States.
Whoa.
So Rob Mills says that these people have great stories to tell, and it feels like that is going to be a home run idea of a show if they get it right. That's all they needed. All I needed was to hear that somebody in this possible cast had slept with a president.
And then we're watching. Are you kidding me? Come on. Give these persons a chance at love. Put them out there on television. I think it's awesome. I think it's exciting. One of the best ideas anybody's ever had. And I hope they get it right and they make this thing work.
Hey, Ben, do you know of any parents of contestants from previous seasons of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, that you think would be perfect for this, that are single and be perfect for this? I know that Nick wants his girlfriend's mom to be on it, and her mom is hot.
Really?
I saw pictures. Yeah.
I mean, I can't think off the top of my head any single parent. Yeah, I'm sure. Like, how cool would that be? Like, the parents.
What about Colton's dad? And Colton's dad's not old enough.
I don't know if he's single. I think he's, like, married.
Oh, yeah.
So that could be a problem.
I was just trying to think of single parents. How are single parents? Oh, my God. Oh, we'll see. It doesn't even work. I was going to say Bree's mom, because, you know, we heard. Oh, no. Bree's mom is engaged now. All right. You guys, send in email, tweet us right on our Facebook. The parents from Bachelor alums who you'd like to see on the Senior Plus show.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. I mean, come on. What a terrific opportunity for people to watch some people fall in love. I mean, we just need more love on television. Well, Ashley, I told you I would give you who I think would be a great Bachelor in Paradise couple. Here it is.
Oh,
the first person I want to see on Paradise is Elise Delbaum. I think she's one of the best
people. Oh, please, please, yes.
I would be such a fan. I am such a fan of her. I just think she's awesome. She's been incredible to me personally. And I just think, I mean, come on. She's awesome. The second person that I would absolutely, I guess couple I would absolutely love to see. You ready for this?
You're shipping them?
Becca Kufrin and Blake Hortzman.
Mm-hmm. Yay! But Blake will never do it.
You know what? I would be surprised if he didn't do it.
Oh, really? Okay, so listen. It can't be any worse, right?
Yeah,
so talk about a redemption story. And The Bachelor loves giving people a redemption story.
Why not? Yeah, they do. And like, you know, it's not like he's been pushed aside. He's still hanging out with all these Bachelor people. You know, he's traveling doing these DJ sets that people are showing up to. It's not like he's been like forgotten about.
Out of the loop.
Yeah, he's still the there. And so, you know what? Like, obviously, Becca's had a rough year. I don't know if she's single or not, but if she is, I'm saying, hey, show up to that beach and see if you and Blake can start this thing over.
If we could see the rekindling of that romance on Bachelor in Paradise, do you hear the tone in my voice? I'm legitimately getting giddy.
I mean, I've never seen anybody so hurt, like
devastated
than Blake was when it, like, I think he truly thought, like, that's my wife and she's leaving for another person. So, like, I don't know, Ashley. It could be a wild season of Paradise. A lot could be happening. We have a lot of people that have never had a chance to be on Paradise that are kind of waiting, right? You got Peter Weber's cast that still has yet to ever have a chance.
Peter should come on Paradise. I would love Peter on Paradise. Let's get all the leads on Paradise who are not coupled up.
Oh my gosh, this could be wild. Please. Ashley, what a podcast. Tons of headlines. As we said, next week we're exploring some big stories that will rock Bachelor Nation's world. We'll talk about them next week. We're going to bring on some very special guests, but until then, this has been a great episode of the Almost Famous Podcast. Thanks for joining us this week, and I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.